Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. And these are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, the 27th day of September 2022. Folks, a very pleasant morning over the Austin area. Again, this drier air, not that the air that came in following the cold front early yesterday morning is that much cooler, because we got up to 94 yesterday out at Bergstrom. It's just a whole lot drier, and the sun getting lower in the sky every day as we approach or make our way through the fall season, all that combining to the fact that we are seeing quite chilly overnight lows. We got down to 48 this morning. That's the unofficial low out at Atlanta, 49 out at Fredericksburg in the Hill Country. Here in the city, in the 50s and 60s, Camp Mabry stayed in the 60s, Pflugerville stayed in the 60s, but I saw 50-degree temperature lows in the 50s out at Bergstrom, also out at Taylor, and also up in Georgetown. So depending on exactly where you are, we managed to cool down. The dry and stable weather pattern, unfortunately, folks, is going to continue. I just don't see an end to this. Even the 8 to 14-day outlook, product of the National Weather Service and their Climate Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland, suggests a dry weather pattern probably into the first 10 or 12 days of October in that long-range outlook. So not going to get any better anytime soon around here. We could use the rainfall, but I just don't see it. We will see temperatures come down a little bit. I still expect 90s today and tomorrow. I think more like the upper 80s to around 90, perhaps as we go into Thursday and Friday. And then it looks like we start to warm up again Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the first part of next week. Every day it's sunshine. Every day, no rain mentioned over the next 7 days. Let's talk for a second about Ian. It's just in looking at it, a very serious situation for the state of Florida. Let me tell you that this morning, Ian has emerged. The eye, as of about 8:15 this morning when I'm recording this, the eye is now coming off the coast of western Cuba. We're already seeing a tremendous increase in lightning in the north eye wall as it's now over the Florida Straits, over the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Folks, that really worries me, because I don't think that little stretch of land in western Cuba, and it's not very wide at all, it didn't take much out of this storm. And what we normally see when we see lightning begin to surge in the eye wall is at least it's sensing that it's back over warm water again. And at least in the near future, I almost expect to see more rapid intensification again. But let's just wait and see. It's a hurricane now. It's going to stay a hurricane probably all the way to landfall. I'm particularly worried about the West Coast, Tampa, and especially areas to the south. What we're going to see with Ian, or at least what the National Hurricane Center thinks, is it'll continue northward today. It'll stay west of Key West and the Dry Tortugas. So they'll stay on the east side, but far enough away, I don't expect tremendous impacts in Key West. And there's an exception to that I want to bring up. 2 to 4 foot storm surge. 2 foot storm surge will cause a lot of damage in Key West. That's the downside. I think the winds may not get much over 60 to 65 miles an hour, and Key West is more than able to stand that. But I'm really worried about saltwater storm surge in the Keys. When it gets up into western parts of Florida, folks, this thing is forecast to slow down. There may even be a little weakening, by the way, as it approaches the coast, but it should remain a fairly strong hurricane. Folks, if it gets into a pattern where it begins to lose some of its steering currents, and that's being suggested, this will be a slow approach to that west coast of Florida. It means they will be battered for 2 days continuously on that west coast, Tampa southward, as that system moves ashore. And I really think this is going to be a very, very bad situation for the folks in Florida. I'm really hoping the folks there will heed what the folks in the National Weather Service, and more importantly, what their emergency managers are telling them in Florida. This is going to be a bad storm for the west coast of Florida. I don't want to compare it to anything else, but I'm going to tell you this looks very, very bad. It's something we're going to have to watch over the coming days. Again, back here at home, quiet weather pattern for Austin and for South Central Texas. No rain over the next 7 days. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as my 7 day forecast on the website. I'll do that again on Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, have yourself a good Tuesday.